From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. Hey everybody, welcome back. It's Ross and Squib time.
Yeah, Squib juice.
Everybody's favorite time of the year.
She only wanted me for my Squib juice. I can't help but saying that.
It's great. They just fell into the play. We have to give them the marketing that they need just for that internally. So.
Yep.
But what we're going to be doing today is we'll be reviewing Remus Repeal Reserve 6, and this is the 2022 release. And for this sixth annual offering, it's comprised of a bunch of different things. I think I really like what's cool about this is they actually put on the front of this, it says exactly what they call their medley, what goes into their blend. But I'll put that, you can't see it on camera because it's too far away, but I do have it right here, so I'll be able to show you. So it's comprised of only 2% of 2008 bourbon, which is their 21% bourbon rye bill, 17% of a 2012 bourbon, which is the 36% rye, 27% from a 2012 bourbon of the 21% rye, 29% of a 2014 bourbon, which is the 21% rye, and 25% of the 2014 bourbon, which is a 36% rye. Did you catch all that?
No.
All right.
So got some 12-year Squib juice in there, maybe? Or no, 14.
14. I was reading a press release or something else somebody was talking about earlier, saying this is actually down from their typical releases. They had some that were like 16 and 18 years old, but now we're getting between that 8 to 12-year range that they're putting in here.
That was when only Ross was making it, not Squib.
This is bottled at 100 proof.
I can't help myself.
But it's great.
Yes.
It's bottled at 100 proof and has a $100 SRP.
Oh, pretty good value. So yeah. Got some vintage Squib juice.
Mm-hmm. So here we go. On with the nose. I'm not even going to nose it yet, but I'm just going to say baking spices. See if we get baking spices.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nailed it. I mean, sometimes you get a little older Squib juice, you get, you know, that real nice dark cherry note. It's not really there. It's more just predominantly baking spices. A little bit of cream on the nose, but mostly baking spices and a little bit of, like, almost slightly bitter oak.
I almost get like an orange runt on there as well.
Yeah, there's something a little bitter on the nose.
Yeah.
Picking up.
But let's go ahead and hit the taste here.
I mean, it's kind of light.
I was about to say.
You said orange runt, but I'm really getting like that orange kind of flavor is predominant. Really, it's kind of strange. I usually don't get that with the Squib juice per se. So it's got a little bit of creaminess on front. Then that orange note really explodes, and then it kind of falls flat for me on the finish.
It's a little bit there. I would say there's one thing that I'm getting out of it, and it's not like it's not elderberry per se, but it's almost if you order you go to a cocktail bar and they've got a cocktail that actually comes with like a flower on the side.
Yeah.
I almost have and it's not floral. It's like whatever that flower is. Like if you had like an edible flower,
chamomile?
Maybe, I don't know. I'm not a.
Maybe chamomile.
Could be.
Put you to bed. I don't know.
Is that what it is?
Helps you go to sleep. But yeah, there's something, or herbally about it, like earthy, herbally. On the second sip, there was a little bit more brown sugar that came through on it. Some interesting things on it.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and let's rate this. So on the nose, where are you going at?
Sideways.
Okay.
I thought it was okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Fair. And the taste?
I'm like sideways to three quarters.
Yeah. Only because I think sideways is something that's just like very average at best.
Right.
I think it's still deserving of a 3/4.
Yeah. All right, I'll give it a thumbs up.
All right, and the finish?
Sideways, it's really flat. I'm surprised with all that rye content. I thought it would be just like a nice big, usually that's what you love about Squib juice is, that It's explosion of spice.
Because they don't have what's called a low rye recipe in traditional sense. This is all high rye bourbon that comes in here.
Yeah, must have been some potent water that day.
That or
it down, because it's what, 100 proof?
You said? 100 proof. Yeah, 100 proof. Maybe barrels are just like chilling in all the middle floors of their concrete warehouses or something.
Yeah,
could have been it too.
Maybe, I don't know.
But that is our review of Remus Repeal version 6, 2022 release. But with that, cheers, everybody. See you next time.